Shabbat Shalom. It's been a busy few days here at Stephen Wise. Our synagogue hosted over 300 Reform Jewish leaders to discuss the current state of our Reform movement and the challenges that we are facing. Educators, cantors, rabbis, lay leaders gathered here and had frank and thoughtful debates. I'm sure that in the coming months, Rabbi Hirsch will share his thoughts with all of us, and I look forward to hearing them. Of all the discussions and ideas put forth, there's one particular question that has stuck with me. How do we help our learners become proud Reform Jews? What is pride anyway? What does it mean to be proud of yourself and your identity? How does one develop pride? And where and when do we display that? As I mulled all this over, one idea, one quote kept popping into my head. Pride goeth before the fall. So much of our connection to and understanding of pride is negative. Christian tradition labels pride as one of the seven deadly sins. Our American culture condemns people for being too proud and thus unwilling to ask for and accept help. Even in Jewish tradition, we see negative ideas about pride. Pride is the opposing characteristic to humility. Humility is held up as an ideal. Abraham tells God, "I am but dust and ashes." We see biblical character after biblical character praised for being meek and bowing low. Indiana Jones knew to keep his head down low before God on his trek to find the Holy Grail. So the loud boasting of one's greatness is seen throughout our traditions as arrogant, as trying to be too godlike. We're supposed to be humble, always working hard to improve oneself through Torah, Avodah, Mitzvot. But any true study of Midot would reveal that too much of any one attribute is also not a good thing. It is not about shunning one thing for another, but rather, it is necessary to find balance. Thus, we need pride. We need to have moments of standing tall and declaring ourselves, our full and true selves, to the world. We need to have moments of being seen and appreciated for all that we are and all that we offer. Pride reminds each of us that we are valued and valuable in this world, and that there is a place for us here. To be humble and bowed low all of the time means that we never share our stories, and we never see each other panim al panim, face to face. But pride means more than just joyously and exuberantly sharing your identity with the world. Pride also requires, sometimes demands, speaking out against injustice and hatred, calling out bigotry and discrimination, and being willing to stand up against that which tries to silence or punish one's identity. Pride is being oak trees against a wind of intolerance and, where necessary, protecting those whose pride has not grown as big as our own. This year, this Pride Month, maybe more than any that has come before, demands that we raise our voices louder than the deafening discrimination and blaring bigotry that we hear all around us. The bigotry that shrieks, "Don't say gay, don't talk about who you are, who you love, or the kind of family you have." the discrimination that hinders the choices available to individuals so that they are left feeling uncomfortable, unheard, and unlike themselves in personal spaces like bathrooms, classrooms, and doctors' offices. The prejudice that constricts our LGBTQIA+ loved ones so much that we worry about their emotional, mental, and physical safety. The ACLU is currently tracking 491 anti-LGBTQIA+ pieces of legislation. Just this year, in 2023, 79 anti-trans bills have passed in 21 different states. Each one of them is scary in their own right, but the sheer number of them combined is petrifying. Law after law, so that state after state has ostensibly shut their door on those who need our allyship the most, telling the LGBTQIA+ community and their families not only are they not wanted, but that simply being themselves is an illegal act. I stand here tonight to say to everyone I know and love and those I do not yet know, you are not unlawful. You are amazing and valued, and I see you. I celebrate you this month and every month. We stand by you, ready to fight back bigotry with the power of pride. I know that pride, especially pride in oneself and one's identity, it's not always easy to have, and certainly not easy to declare aloud. But we need pride more than ever. We need the pride of our LGBTQIA+ friends, and we need the pride of their allies. We need the roar of rainbows to blast away the darkness of discrimination. We need the booms of pride to remind fair weather allies that removing rainbow t-shirts from stores may calm the callous, but it shocks into silence those whose identities have been shelved. We need the thunder of pride to break open the closed minds around us. We need the cacophony of pride to show those we love that they are not alone, and that we celebrate them for who they are. I do not believe that pride is the antagonist of humility. No. Pride is the living embodiment of B'Tselem Elohim. When we can openly show who we are, when we can share our true selves with all of our parts, when we can unabashedly and joyfully stand up and say, "This is me," then we can truly see the image of God in one another. And when we stand back and allow each of us the space to do this, then our world becomes holier and more whole. Our Torah portion this week, Naso, includes in it the priestly benediction. This ancient blessing goes back to when Aaron and his sons served as priests and was recited in the temple twice a day by the Kohanim. Today, this is a blessing we bestow upon one another at baby namings, b'nai mitzvah, weddings, and here at Stephen Wise at the end of every Erev Shabbat service. In this three-part blessing, we ask God to give us protection, safety, kindness, and peace. I can think of no better blessing for Pride Month. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. This month of Pride, may we commit to making space for each of us to share our full identities. May God show us the blessing we are and help us to protect one another. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. This month of Pride, may we stand up for those who need us and speak out against discrimination, the desecration of human rights. May God help us to teach kindness and acceptance to everyone. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. This month of Pride, may we remember that love is an unlimited gift that we each deserve and we should give to whomever needs it. May God delight with us during the joy and outpouring of Pride, and may God help us to find wholeness within our diversity. Kein yehi ratzon. Be this God's will.